Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Radio 226. La radio de la culture visuelle.
Yes, radio, whatever you say it will be. This is where your recorded message will go.
ようこそ、ラジオ226。目に見えない何かがある。ラジオ226、爆発です。
Ti devo dire solo due parole che escono dal cuore. La prima è radio, la seconda è...
It's a call.
Ein Ruf.
Man muss sich trauen, den hässlichen Ton zu erzeugen.
Ich
demonstriere das jetzt.
Hey! Ho! Hey!
Radio 226. Jouw radio, die de wereld op zijn kop zet. Your radio, that turns the world upside down.
Also, mein Vater ist Radio- und Fernsehtechniker. Und jetzt, nach den 4 Jahren abstrakten Studiums, dachte ich, ich sollte noch mal was Praktisches machen, bevor ich seinen Betrieb übernehme. Ah, Englisch. Well, my father is radio and TV technician, and to be able to take over his business after 4 years of studying, I thought something practical, you know. At this university, I feel a lack of discourse. Now I'm at the end and have the impression my brain stagnated for 4 years. To find out if that is true, and if I'm the only one, I thought before I expose myself to the outside real world, I send a few waves together with these nice people who do the radio with me, to test out what comes back.
There is no code.
Eine Nonsens-Aneinanderreihung von Vokalen und Konsonanten. Es gibt nicht wirklich einen Code oder eine Übersetzung.
Create your own secret language.
Eine Geheimsprache basteln.
Transformation nicht messbar. Im Numen der Station. Radio 226.
Südafrika, Lappland, Sibirien, Australien, Nord- und Südamerika. Die Pygmäen. Natürlich werden auch alle Techniken live on air trainiert. Eine Technik, die jeder Sänger vermeiden möchte. Dieser Bruch in der Stimme
A break in the voice is often associated with hysteria,
desperation. Wenn die Stimme wegbricht oder Verzweiflung und beim Jodeln wird genau das forciert und es macht wahnsinnigen Spaß.
These breaks will be a lot of fun.
Das Lippenflattern, ich mache es vor und ihr macht es einfach mit.
Lip whizzing.
Das zweite ist natürlich das Zungenschlagen und das geht so.
Tongue beat.
Und nochmal.
I want to transmit. I want all the people who I find great to transmit with me. To see what we can do together. It is a live conversation, production, communication into space. As space today, we chose the UDK and the internet. I never thought these two together. Exactly. From here we should transmit and pollute and produce locally and then send it out. What else would you do? I mean, I want to do something. The situation here today during the exams as every year is insane. You sit next to your work, isolated and in competition, and the commission comes at some point within these 1 or 2 days. And then it happens, you sit there between fear and boredom and anger, and they come maybe at 6 o'clock in the evening, check you for 10 minutes what you've done last year, and that's it. I think we should unite and talk about what we worked on together last year and get an overview of our work and the mind and thoughts connected to it. And for that it needs conversation and communication. There are so many good artists and musicians in Berlin. We thought it's time to tell Charlottenburg about them.
Motivation ist auf jeden Fall ein Ruf und wenn ich das jetzt länger ausdehne, dann mache ich das so.
The motivation is a call.
When great words leave a mouth, you should make sure the waves continue at least till the echo comes back. What a zen bullshit. We just wanted to do something political and show that political things don't have to necessarily look horrible, feel bad and be grumpy and without fun. Well, it was to experiment with a format in which you send and you don't hear back. To annoy and inspire and maybe to turn people on or off. Into the unsure.
For such a studio, you actually do need an enclosed space. So, I mean, I know it has a sense and you have the cardboard, which is quite good for sound, and even the shape of it. Well, actually, this shape, I don't know how much you researched it, because we have lots of corners, and apparently that's not so good. I don't know, is it glass or plastic? I guess
that's
it's plastic.
Plexi,
yeah. Which is not so excellent for sound, and all the styrofoam things, which are extremely flammable.
yeah, no smoking in here. It's actually built from triangles.
Well, no, it looks, I mean...
Yeah, and how does it look? How does it look?
It looks like it should have been in the Biennale. Much better, I'm sorry, because, you know, this whole, in the fake Occupy.
Which Biennale is this one?
Actually, no, you know what, it's like, because lots of temporary studios do this, but it's probably the nicest one I've seen. Well, it's very DIY, it shows what it is, but you can see, and it's nice because you can see out.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Radio 226. You're listening to La Radio de la Culture Visuelle live from the Berlin University of the Arts. This is the end of our 4-day radio program. And before the grand finale with 2 music gigs, we'd like to announce that we will come back. And our comeback will be in the form of a portable radio transmitter. And we come to you. And you do radio shows with us. And the name is Koffer Radio. Before we open the stage for Markus, let's listen to the new friends of Koffer Radio sending us their greetings.
Una radio para aumentar la soledad.
Мої вітання Радіо 226. Усі феміністичні відьми України підтримують Радіо 226. Слухай і вилікуйся від моногамії, сексизму, расизму та гомофобії.
Hi, this is live for Coffee Radio from Romania, Timișoara, November 2012 in Bruiaj near Institute of Hygiene Victor Babeș. News and sound bites about art, cultural politics and cognitive sleep work in the age of austerity.
Das ist der erste Part. Dann brauche ich natürlich die Kopfstimme und die kann man ganz gut aktivieren.
Why did you decide to make a pirate radio as a part of a stipendium for the Senat?
I see radio now, at the moment, as a possibility to use it as a hypertext for the artistic production. You can actually talk about what you're doing, and rather than just putting your work there and piss off.
Did you work with people in the exhibition or outside of the exhibition?
It's 15 people in a fairly small space, so we decided to not put a studio there, but have a kind of flexible structure, and we always look what we want to transmit and who we work with, and take our equipment according to what is needed, instrument, voice, whatever we need, and then move and find a place where we have an internet connection or a transmitting possibility and do a show.
You have this display showing in MBK at the window. What does it say?
It says on air. No,
phone.
I call the box with a little kind of bomb switch technique. It switches on, and then we finish being on air, and then I call it again, and it switches off.
So it's a radio display.
It's a radio display.
What about the future of radio?
Just loving it.
It is said to be dead. Everybody's got a spare receiver. And it's easy to build a transmitter. The waves are there. And we are in it. We think the future looks great.
This is Emission de l'Art Visionnaire calling from wherever the studio settles, from wherever it gets invited to. Listen to the unseen. Don't trust your eyes. Believe what you are told. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your invitation to present your most secret art shows, unfinished projects and future plans. Listen out for our location and join us for real in the most radioactive events in Berlin, the city that can only be run by you and your favorite pirate station. Between January and May together, we work out strategies how to survive on this creative planet. This is talk. This is activism. We're gonna change atmospheres. This is music. This is art. And join us. Make objects fly. Occupy the space that need to be occupied. Let's start with the airspace. All of this between January and April and beyond. Here.
It's still alive.
This is how we contact you. Please contact us back. You do that via the blog slenova.wordpress.com or simply zap into peoplezapping.com/places/radiovisionary. Emission de l'art visionnaire. Looking forward to hear you. Hearing forward to see you.
If satellites control us, we want to at least control the waves that are around us. Today we use them.
Also die Silben sind klar. Ri und je.
Kompletter Nonsens.
Why don't you go to a radio station just as you did to theaters? You could come here. Micro radio theater could be possible.
We are so...
The airwaves cover only a housing space. That is enough. I have been organizing micro radio party. This is an attempt to change a space into a qualitatively different one by a micro transmitter.
We are so wet.
Clear that.
Cuffed up.
Bloated.
Humid.
We are a flying class system. Welcome you on board on the Pinship.
Welcome.
Fellow travelers and crew,
we are the flying class system.
A mission to colonize the planets of the solar system by bringing several bands along to change the atmosphere of the planets and make it livable, breathable, enjoyable,
jumped,
right, and good.
So people on Earth don't know about Neptune, it's really wet. It's like
I don't feel a transition between my body and the water anymore.
What the Earth would be after the global warming is proceeding in this rapid way,
touch
as they say.
Touch it.
Is going.
That's right.
Very clean.
Neptune, take your towels and get ready.
I would recommend going because the storm is coming.
The storm is coming right now.
We are actually,
let's close the doors. Gotta close the doors.
Don't pull the plug.
The keys? So
let's just
oh
take
man,
off.
The Pinship is really rusty now.
Do you have the keys?
It's
the keys?
Rusty. All of the water and the stuff like...
No.
I think I have to short circuit.
But without microscopic change, no radical change would be possible.
Can you lead the Earthlings via transmission through the takeoff, please?
Initiating starting.
This is an excerpt of a radio manifesto written by Tetsuo Kagawa.
First planet to occupy tonight is, yes, you will not believe it, Mars. We want to
Mars.
Is there Mars? He wants to arrive there just before
the
other people.
Mars attacks kennt, weiß man auch, dass Jodeln durchaus auch als Waffe eingesetzt werden.
So plenty of people are arriving for the gig. It's a heavy, heavy
I'm not ready.
Gig.
I'm ready.
Ready for lift off, it's really big. You left Neptune.
What? Already?
Already?
Crazy. Can you tell us something about the altitude and the pressure level?
So, the situation is, we're in West Germany, which is an old dermatologist. It's white tiles. There's a large-ish room, a drum kit and huge amplifiers at one end. And with a radio gang at the other, we have DJ Nicholas, who's playing a record, and we have Sarah, who's operating, and there's Valentin, who's making these sounds.
And
we're on a mission.
Es ist ja nicht, das kommt von den größten Meisterwerken, aber unsere Ohren haben ja auch Erfahrung. Der Mensch hört ja nicht nur dieses Stück, oder?
Weil es kann das so weitergehen. Du sagst nein. Etwas weiter. Es wird gewaltig.
Scheiße, so geht es nicht. Nein, das ist ganz recht.
Coming up shortly, perhaps, I don't know. Listen, are you ready, Mr.
And now let's meet our first contestant. Will you come in and sign in, please?
Is he ready? We wondered to ourselves. Is he ready?
Panel, as you probably have realized, there is some area of identification which would give you too much information, so you're blindfolded. Let's let the folks at home and our friends here in the theater know exactly what your line is. Our guest, who must also be unnamed, is self-employed. With that, let's begin the general questioning with Arlene Francis.
Are you associated with any of the arts?
Yes.
Are you a performer?
Yes.
Would you be considered a leading man?
Yes.
I got to move in here. The last answer is misleading, and we could not accurately describe our guest as a leading man.
He's a misleading man.
A misleading man he is. One down and nine to go.
Are you accustomed to appearing before audiences?
Yes.
Well, all right. Do you have anything to do with sports or any form of athletic endeavor?
Yes.
Do you use anything in your hands for your job?
Yes.
Would you be considered a writer?
Yes.
Yes,
there's nothing this man doesn't do. What we have to guess is an all-around man.
Miss Arlene, if I may interrupt here, I would have to agree that we must consider that our guest is a writer.
We're going to agree that we must consider that our guest is a writer.
Yes.
Is there something quite unusual about our guest?
Pardon, Arlene? I missed that last one.
I just ask if there is something unusual, because everything that he does, the audience laughs about.
No, there's nothing unusual, actually. This sort of thing goes on all the time.
I'm going to pass to Bennett.
Have you ever written a book that was published by my firm?
Did Random House ever publish a book for you?
Yes.
Is it possible that we have not yet struck upon the major thing that our guest is famous for?
That is very possible.
Mit der Ausstellung jeden Mess der Wiener Kunstfrau, Gesellation der Stipendioten und Stipendioten des Ortholz, Stipendions, künstlerische Praxis und Dinge bezogene Performance allem mit Vorstellungen von Gegenwart und Zukunft aus.
Es macht Spaß.
Squatting an invisible space makes your followers, friends and audience invisible too. You pirate and provide info, art and music, and they can receive illegal stuff protectedly. They just listen. We play Robin Hood, Janusek and all these guys.
To make something big and fantastic and distributed on a micro level as radical, it concentrates issues and energy. It will live on as a capsule, I hope, and we can do it anywhere else again. I hope we get invited.
And in the end, with a future perspective, Tetsuo says, as means to cover a larger area, airwaves are wasteful and not ecological. Big radio is no more necessary. Sooner or later, large and global communication technologies will be integrated into the internet. Radio, television and telephone will become local nodes to it. Thus, globalists will discard such exciting medium. A new type of multimedia terminal linking to the internet will appear. That is the time when radio and television, and even telephone, must refine their own emancipating possibilities. Micro radio station will find a possibility of getting together space such as theater and club. It will not reject global medium, but will use them as a linking and networking medium.
Nach unten.
By translocal micromedium, even global medium could become polymorphous and diverse.
Und wieder
not
nach
only
oben.
In the contents, but also in the style to let people encounter.
Liebe Damen und Herren, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, welcome warmly to the very first broadcasting of Emission de l'Art Visionnaire. But there were other first transmissions on the German Rundfunk before.
Wir wollen jetzt aufnehmen. Jetzt funktioniert's auf einmal. Warum hat es denn vorher nicht funktioniert? Himmel, Arsch und Zwirn.
And now in the last minute, let's take a look on the activism towards the future in the radio.
Emission de l'Art Visionnaire.
Yeah, and the reintroduction of the Biersteuer.
City Tax.
on Etsy. Collect the city text and give it to the arts, the culture, and alternative projects. There should be no money. Let's go over the borders of Berlin.
Stars.
How does the radio? How will radio work for you in the white cube?
That is exactly what I ask myself. What does a radio do in the white cube?
Give us the future. Is it the artists that demand a future from the Senate? Or is it the public that expect the young emerging artists to provide them with future visions? Welcome to the future.
So, radio is an old medium. How does it relate to the future?
Well, I talked to Brecht, who's just around the corner. Entertainment goes hand in hand with consumerism. Brecht thought radio could be a tool to exchange and not only serve as a one-way system. It could have been, or it could be, a kind of hypertext between real life and culture production.
So, do you think internet replaced radio in his utopia?
Yeah. Internet cannot replace radio. Radio is local and stays local. Internet is a global niche hideout. Radio connects all different spheres of life and production, locally, and that's its political capital.
Since 2013, every household has to pay public broadcast fees.
We're remote control.
We've got no account, because we don't pay.
Was Schönes fürs Ohr, ja?
Ist da noch jemand?
The public broadcast is not about watching anymore, but just about paying.
Leuten nicht darum geht, dass man guckt, sondern dass man zahlt.
Eine falsche Einstellung, möchte ich mal sagen, vom Herrn.
Craft-wise, just a wrong starting point.
Fällt mir noch was ein, noch
in 2014, the court decided that the broadcasting system works anti-constitutional.
Verfassungswidrig ist, könnte man natürlich hingehen und sagen, wir machen jetzt unseren eigenen Rundfunkrat auf.
German public broadcast is neither legal nor is it public. Let's get self-organized.
Der real existierende Rundfunk ist weder öffentlich noch rechtlich.
Heute und hier eröffnen wir unseren öffentlich-rechtlichen Rundfunk.
Today we open our own public broadcast.
Und, ah ja, wir öffnen auch eine Flasche Wein.
Dies ist eine Einladung zum Sonntagsspaziergang. Nicht auf dem Tempelhofer Feld, sondern für seinen Erhalt. Damit Sie auch nächsten Sonntag dort das dritte Kreuz, die politische Eurovision. Ja, es geht hier kaum um Mitbestimmung. Sicher Grund für die erfahrungsgemäß schlechte Wahlbeteiligung. Aber was da gerade genau auf dem Spiel steht, ist ernst und es wird nichts berichtet. Verhindert das TTIP, das Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. Permanente Überwachung der Coin. Speculators making risky investments are protected. Ordinary people have no such protection.
Europa, das TTIP, das ist doch gar kein Kontinent, sondern der Ausläufer des russisch-asiatischen Festlandes.
Europa.
Der Name einer asiatischen Prinzessin.
Von Zeus geraubt, an die Dichtkunst und Geistesgeschichte der Antike gebunden.
Das Römische Reich setzt Maßstäbe. Größe, Politik, Technik.
Doch was folgt
mit den Jahrhunderten?
Macht.
Kriege. Kriege.
Macht.
Kriege.
Mehr Macht.
Kriege.
Kriege.
Guten Morgen, willkommen im Kunstraum Kreuzberg, Britannien, im Radio Emission de la Visionnaire. Willkommen auf dem Stream.
Der Mensch aus dem gleichen Material geformt, müsste doch auch der gleichen Idee folgen können. Doch wie? Viele formulierten Ziele, fantasierten Pläne. 1847 verkündet Victor Hugo auf der Friedenskonferenz in Paris:
Un jour viendra. Vous France, vous Russie, vous Italie, vous Angleterre, vous Allemagne, vous toutes nations du continent, sans perdre vos qualités distinctes et votre glorieuse individualité, vous vous fondrez dans une unité supérieure et vous constituerez la fraternité
Welcome
européenne.
To the future.
Un jour viendra où les...
Undone Works could be a continuous show. We have a lot of undone entries.
I have a lot of things in my head which are undone.
Yeah, there was a project by... which was about replacing the night loops in television with our own programming. Can you follow?
Another show could be Leider Nein, Unfortunately Not, a collection of all the refusal letters our friends got for applications and love refusal SMSs and all sorts of things. One project could be To Free, an archive of 200 years of entry texts of artists from Berlin. There was this idea to use silent movies from surveillance cameras of very clever break-ins accompanied by, let's say, a piano.
What are you playing now?
I could actually play another Ideal song, which also refers to another project I wanted to do.
A fashion show, a catwalk with Berlin performers who wanted to walk their costumes without doing the performance. And this will be transmitted on the radio with a kind of sports commentator.
That's cool. It feels like I've seen that before.
No, it's my idea.
But who knows? Is everything undone already undone?
Eine Radiostation fixe von und mit Emission de l'art visionnaire. La Hörschnecke. Die Hörschnecke. Die Hörschnecke.
You were listening to Jingles by Greg McLaren, Joji Koyama, Ulrike Bernhardt, Arthur van Baalen, Tamara Slobina, Megatron, Amelia Bande, Ernst Markus Stein. You listen to a yodeling course by Doreen Kurzke, 2012. You listen to live concerts by Valentin Peitz and Doreen Kurzke, each 2014. You listen to Diana McCarthy criticizing our first radio station, 2012. You listen to Micro FM Manifesto by Tetsu Kokawa. The Flying Class System are Greni Stangler, Antonia Heinze, Felix Florian Tötloff, Valentin Peitz, Magali Osier, Greg McLaren. You listen to the reboot show I did with Pete Schulz, Mr. Scruff, Salvador Dali and What's My Line, Matthew Deer, Heiner Goebbels' Hans Eisler interview cut-up, an interview with Alexander Kluge and Helge Schneider. You listen to Remote Control, the group that organizes den Zahlungsstreik.net for an alternative public broadcasting system. The discussions took place in Reboot FM and NBK with Anna Schmidt, Minze Tummescheid, Pete Schulz, Anna Z, Sebastian Budierski, Stefan Heidenreich, Flyaway und dem freundlichen Sultan. You listen to Emission de l'Art Visionnaire. My name is Sarah Lien. Hear you soon again.
So when can we listen to it again?
To what?
To you. Radio Visionnaire. On air, on online.
I don't know, check the blog. I have to check it myself. It's so many things. I don't know. I wake up in the morning and I check if I have a show and then I look for the people.
End
to
of transmission.
Join me.
Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.